Despite the presence of workaholics, there is a growing realization in the United States that too much work demand can be physically and mentally harmful. Many people have been rebelling against the work ethic, saying that no job is so important as to damage personal relationships and rob people of relaxation. There has been a shift in values, with more emphasis being given to personal relationships and relaxation. Leisure time provides opportunities to find personal satisfaction and freedom from the routine of work. Increased leisure time in the United States has not altered the idea that work and play are distinct activities. This distinction is clear-cut. There are work hours and after-work hours. There is a belief that it is desirable to work hard and play hard, and undesirable to combine the two. In many offices, stores, and factories, socializing among employees is discouraged. An employee under pressure at work often cannot afford to respond to social calls and visits. However, the amount of personal contact on the job depends on the nature of the work. There may be more social interaction between teachers in a school than between scientists doing independent research. Nevertheless, work and play are usually perceived and maintained as separate activities.
Question 32. What is the result of too much work demand? Question 33. What do many people opposed to overwork believe now? Question 34. What does the speaker imply by saying the distinction is clear-cut? Question 35. What do people expect an employee under pressure at work to do?